We lost everything. Everything.
Like many in the audience, Mike Judd is a fire survivor.
There's only two of us, but I have three horses, three dogs, and two cats. And my husband woke up to use the restroom, and he looked out and he saw that we were totally surrounded by fire. So he woke me up, and I ran down to the barn, which was on fire, and turned my horses out because I had no choice. And we had to walk out because trees had blown the wind had blown trees down, and we couldn't drive out, so it took us 5 hours to go 3 miles because the fire was just raging. Explosions everywhere. I mean, we lost both our cars. I lost everything. I got my horses 3 days later, and we got our dogs, and I guess that's all that matters. We got out with our lives, yeah.
And you're here today again because?
I want to find out what's going on. Nobody's forthright about what's happening. And is PG&E responsible for the Tubbs fire? I don't know.
CAL FIRE has laid the blame for many of the October fires at the feet of PG&E, but there's no definitive word yet on the Tubbs fire that swept through Santa Rosa. No matter what officials determine is the cause of that fire, bringing Aaron Brockovich to town to speak with potential clients is one way to differentiate this group of lawyers from the many others who are seeking clients. Noreen Evans is a lawyer and former member of the Santa Rosa City Council, the California State Assembly, and the State Senate.
Do you think it helps to have some of that sort of star power here to get people out to hear the message?
It certainly does. I mean, what I've seen is that Erin can draw a crowd, and it's really important for these folks to hear her message because they've been beaten down. I mean, totally beaten down. Everything's been taken away from them. And when you're in that kind of a condition in your life, it can be depressing and you can feel powerless. So it's really important that people hear her tell them to take back their power and use it.
58-year-old Aaron Brockovich is tall and imposing. Her stature on this day increased by dramatic heels. She says she starts every appearance by telling folks she is not Julia Roberts, who played her in the 18-year-old film about her crusade against PG&E.
They have a long history of a corporate behavior that does not want to take responsibility for their failure in their safety procedures and protocols and the rules and the regulations that they are to abide by this state, which they will defy every single time. And how that can change and how that can be stopped will be you.
After her talk, Brockovich told me what her life is like today.
My job is, I'm out on the keynote lecture circuit most of the time, is getting people to use their voice. And like I said today, we're in a fascinating moment in time, one that I think I've waited my whole life for, that I learned in Hinckley. And that is, they need permission in a way to speak up and speak out, and they think they can't because they're not this. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is a disaster that happened to them, and that is the precise voice that we need to hear from. So this is kind of my entire work in this particular situation. I am extremely concerned that they are aware of this backdoor legislation, which is a bad, bad legislation. And how we as a state, and certainly here in this wildfire area where this disaster occurred, we let PG&E get a pass blows my mind. Moving forward, absolutely not. So that's my biggest work, awareness.
Aaron Brockovich appearing in Santa Rosa Monday morning. We'll keep an eye on the legislation she's referring to. It aims to protect PG&E from liability for fires and other catastrophes once its disaster plan has been approved by the state. It also allows the utility to charge ratepayers for improvements mandated by those disaster plans. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.